Heading, increasing difficulties. Subheading, advance with increasing effort. We are nearing the great and final conflict. Every advance move made by now must be made with increasing effort, for Satan is working with all power to increase the difficulties in our way. He works with all deceivableness of unrighteousness to secure the souls of men. I am charged to say to ministers of the gospel and to our missionary physicians, go forward. The work to be done calls for self-sacrifice at every step, but go forward. Letter 38, 1908. Subheading, no time to lose. We have no time to lose. The end is near. The passage from place to place has spread the truth will soon be hedged with dangers on the right hand and on the left. Everything will be placed to obstruct the way of the Lord's messengers so that they will not be able to do that which it is possible for them to do now. We must look our work fairly in the face and advance as fast as possible in aggressive warfare. From the light given me of God, I know that the powers of darkness are working with intense energy from beneath, and with stealthy tread, Satan is advancing to take those who are now asleep, as a wolf taking his prey. We have warnings now which we may give, a work now which we may do, but soon it will be more difficult than we can imagine. God help us to keep in the channel of light, to work with our eyes fastened on Jesus, our leader, and patiently, perseveringly press on to gain the victory. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 22, 1900. Subheading, City Evangelism Becoming More Difficult. We do not realize the extent to which satanic agencies are at work in these large cities. The work of bringing the message of present truth before the people is becoming more and more difficult. It is essential that new and varied talents unite in intelligent labor for the people. Medical Ministry, page 300, 1909. Subheading, Favorable Time for the Cities Pass By. A great work is to be done. I am moved by the Spirit of God to say to those engaged in the Lord's work that the favorable time for our message to be carried to the cities has passed by, and this work has not been done. I feel a heavy burden that we shall now redeem the time. Manuscript 62, 1903. The work which the Church has failed to do in the time of peace and prosperity, she will have to do in terrible crisis, under most discouraging, forbidding circumstances. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 463, 1885. Subheading, God's Spirit Gradually Withdrawn. The days in which we live are solemn and important. The Spirit of God is gradually but surely being withdrawn from the earth. Plagues and judgment are already fallen upon the despisers of the grace of God. The calamities by land and sea, the unsettled state of society, the alarms of war are portentous. They forecast approaching events of the greatest magnitude. The agencies of evil are combining their forces and consolidating. They are strengthening for the last great crisis. Great changes are soon to take place in our world, and the final movements will be rapid ones. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 11, 1909. Subheading, Spirit of War Stirring Nations. Fearful tests and trials await the people of God. The spirit of war is stirring the nations from one end of the earth to the other. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 17, 1909. Subheading, Before Doors Now Open Shall Close. Again and again, I am instructed to present to our churches the work that should be done in our large cities. There is a great work to be done, not only where we have churches already established, but also in places where the truth has never been fully presented. Right in our midst, there are heathen as verily as in far-off lands. The way must be opened to reach these with the truth for this time, and these openings should be made at once. Often we have been told that our cities are to hear the message, but how slow we are to heed the instruction. I saw one standing on a high platform with arms extended. He turned and pointed in every direction, saying, "A world perishing in ignorance of God's holy law, and Seventh-day Adventists are asleep." The Lord is pleading for laborers, for there is a great work to be done. There are conversions to be made that will add to the church such as shall be saved. Men and women in the highways and byways are to be reached. We are far behind in following the light God has given regarding the working of our large cities. The time is coming when laws will be framed that will close doors now open to the message. We need to arouse to earnest effort now while the angels of God are waiting to give their wonderful aid to all who will labor to arouse the consciences of men and women regarding righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Manuscript 7, 1908. Subheading, Work While You Can. My brethren, enter the cities while you can. In the cities that have been already entered, there are many who have never heard the message of truth. Some who have heard have been converted, and some have died in the faith. There are many others who, if they were given an opportunity, might hear and accept the message of salvation. These, our last efforts for the work of God in the earth, must bear decidedly the impress of the divine. Manuscript 7, 1908.